This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Ukraine is shipping more grain under a UN-Turkey brokered deal and a hopeful sign for global food shortages, but experts caution it may not be enough. State Department spokesman Ned Price calls the latest grain exports from Ukraine unambiguously a good thing.
Ships are once again sailing from Ukraine's Black Sea ports. At latest count, more than 20 ships laden with grain, laden with crops, laden with foodstuffs, have set sail from Ukraine. The vast majority of those have made it through the inspection station and are now sailing to their ultimate destination.
But most of those ships were not headed to needy countries or carried grain stolen by Russia to ally Syria. Former USDA chief economist Joe Glauber tells PBS's NewsHour the answer is to end the war.
I think with Ukraine hampered by a war going on and the fact that they aren't shipping as much as they could ship normally, that means lower prices for producers. That means less production. And because of the important role Ukraine plays in world markets, I think that means continued tight supplies.
Just 700,000 tons of food have left Ukraine ports versus the 20 million tons still in silos and 40 million tons of hoped-for new harvest grain, with seasonal exports down more than half.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.